Tomorrow there's going to be 5 hours of coverage on ABC. This is a big event. Meghan Markle, who is walking her down the aisle?
Well, it's going to be her new father-in-law, Prince Charles. I mean, before it was going to be maybe her mother, it was going to be maybe herself walking down by herself, but it was decided today that it will be Prince Charles. She's the one that asked him. I'm losing my voice, can you tell?
Yes.
She's the one that asked him if he would do it, and he said that he was very proud, and he was welcoming Meghan into the family this way, and thought it would be a really great way to do it. So tomorrow morning, when she's there, she'll be dropped off by her mother, who actually met the Queen today. And Prince Charles will be the one to do it.
How come her mother isn't walking her down the aisle? Why Prince Charles?
Well, I think that, I don't think they really know at this point. But honestly, it might have been Doria Ragland, her mother's idea to maybe do this. Because she was the one who, nobody expected all the drama surrounding Meghan Markle's father and everything that happened with that. And, you have the stepsister and the stepbrother and all that drama. So when she got here, I don't think she was ever expecting to walk her down the aisle. And it was a big moment. We also know that Prince Harry is really close with his father, Prince Charles, Prince of Wales.
Right.
And Camilla Parker Bowles, who he married after the death of Princess Diana. So they're close with the family. And I think it was kind of a choice that was maybe made by Buckingham Palace and by Meghan, and it was a combination of all of everybody.
We're talking with Sherry Preston, who's live in London, covering the royal wedding tomorrow. Meghan Markle marrying Prince Harry. Now, when Kate Middleton married William, Pippa was helping her with her train. Who is going to be helping Meghan Markle with the train on her dress? Because I'm assuming that it's going to be a half a mile long.
Well, it's probably not going to be half a mile long. I bet you're going to be surprised at that. I bet it's going to be less. She's not going to have any adults there helping her. It was really funny because I was talking to some people who were actually in there, lucky enough to be in there at the rehearsal today. And she only has like these young children who are or the page boys and her little bridesmaids, but they're all under like 5-6 years old. I mean, Princess Charlotte is only 3.
Right.
And they said that it was like herding kittens with these kids. And they said it's really going to be wild. If you see the little kids going up, they're not going to know what to do. Any wedding you've ever been to, if they've got a ring bearer or a flower girl, they always do something. Throw down the flowers and cry. I mean, we may see some of that.
Right.
You don't really know, but I don't think, her friends are going to be the ones fixing her train, but it's really going to be something to sit and watch and to see who's there.
It's going to be interesting to see those kids just scattering all over the place on national TV. I mean, seen all over the world. Violetta, do you have a question for Sherry Preston from ABC News?
Well, I'm just curious, how are they making this their own? What are we looking forward to? Is there any surprises that we're anticipating?
That's a really good question. I think that we're going to see, the thing is, the difference between this wedding and William and Kate's wedding is William and Kate's wedding, same thing with Charles and Diana's wedding, those were state affairs. They were official affairs. I mean, you saw a lot of world leaders who were invited there. You saw a lot of people who are well-known dignitaries. This is more of a private affair. I mean, it really is. They're inviting their friends. They're inviting celebrities. Serena Williams is going to be there. I mean, you're going to see her. You're going to see a couple of Prince Harry's former girlfriends who are going to be there. They're still
Ouch.
Close. They were invited. Yeah, no, it's okay. They're all close. They're good buddies. So it's not anything that's going to be that awkward. But, I think that what we'll see is going to be something that's very different from what we've seen in these royal weddings in the past. It's going to be a little bit looser, perhaps. Today, I was standing here, and I actually got to see Prince William and Harry do a little walkabout. They walked about and shook hands with some of the crowd, and oh my gosh, they went nuts. So it's going to be crazy tomorrow.
Well, Harry is such a likable person. I mean, he just seems like a guy that you want to hang out with. But are there different receptions? Do they have one big one, or is it like a presidential inauguration where they have a few different receptions?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to leave the ceremony, and then they're going to do the carriage ride around the streets of Windsor. Everything's all blocked off, and there are people here who have got their tents set up, and they're all ready to go for tomorrow morning. And then what they're going to do is, after the carriage ride goes through the streets, they're going to go to St. George's Hall, which is also in Windsor, and that is a big hall, a banquet hall, and it's really, really magnificent. It's one of the rooms that actually burned during that 1992 fire that they had here at Windsor.
All right.
And that will be a reception. And then later that night, Prince Charles is having a really special reception for only about 200 people. So that's going to be the really killer one where you're going to see most of the really elite people at that one. And you have to have, like, you know, it's going to be hard because there won't be any cameras in there, but people have said there are people who are sneaking in and around. They're going to try and figure out who's there.
Well, that's where Harry and his buddies get hammered, and that's where you want to leave the cameras at the door so people aren't taking pictures.
I don't know. I think you might be surprised. I think Harry's grown up a little bit. I mean, he's really changed a lot since those years when he was a bit out of control, and he said he was out of control. I mean, he said that for a long time. He has said that it was a difficult time for him after his mother's death, and he, you know, did some things that he's not too proud of. But over the past several years, he's kind of gotten together. He's, you know, really serious about the charities that he works for. And,
right.
You know, so I don't know, though. We'll have to wait and see on that.
And the white roses represent, they were his mother's favorite roses, Princess Diana. And we're going to see a lot of those tomorrow.
You'll see white roses. You also see sprigs of myrtle, which is kind of the tradition here. They come from Queen Victoria's garden. Queen Victoria was the first person to actually wear white.
Okay.
So that's a big deal. And you know, she has been growing myrtle in this garden, and you know, that was, it's one of the things that it is tradition that you carry just a little sprig of myrtle in your bouquet if you're a royal bride.
Sherry Preston from ABC News covering the royal wedding in London. Great to talk to you, Sherry. Thanks for painting that picture.
You too. Take care. Take care, Chicago. Bye-bye.
All right. It's 720 WGN.